Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today on our 6th anniversary week. We thank you very much for your attendance today and over the last 6 years. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. We're also celebrating our 4th anniversary of the newsletter. And we just sent out our 209th edition, consecutive edition of that publication. And the feature article is titled Branding and the Q Factor. And I think you'll like that. We've had a lot of good comments from folks about, from subscribers about that piece. So check it out. If you subscribe this week, you have still have time to get it. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott is our guest and our good friend. She's a best-selling author. She's an award-winning coach and has done so many things, helping people put their best foot forward online. She's an international entrepreneurial celebrity. The books that we have, I think I have most of them, not all of them, and I have to make two piles so I can see over them to my material. She's our good friend. Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, welcome back to the show.
I'm so happy to be here, Jim. Congratulations on 6 years.
Thank you very much.
I love it. That is so exciting.
Well, and you've been a very important part of that, too, Sheree.
Well, I feel honored.
Well, you have been. And, folks, I encourage you to check out anything that Sheree has written. Many of you will remember over the years, if life is a game, these are the rules. Remember those things that circulated the globe for 25 years? That Sheree wrote those when she was only 5. And so a lot of people didn't know. We didn't know it until 25 years later that Sheree wrote those. And she wrote a book about it. If success is a game, if life is a game, these are the rules. And also, if success is a game, these are the rules. A number of different books. And now there's a new book out called Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Success that Sheree is part of. And Sheree, it's beautiful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be part of an anthology with the 18 women who are all successful in completely different ways. And Jan Fraser has put this book together with all of us. And, gosh, it's a real treat. I mean, I feel honored to be among all these wonderful women.
You know, women are really emerging in the marketplace. Sheree, and for us guys, it's a little scary.
Do you think so, Jim?
Well, you know,
I can imagine you're scared of anything.
I'm trying to be philosophical about it, you know, but when I see 18 women gaggling together to write a book about power and, you know, and women's success, it's a little scary. No, I'm teasing.
I think you are teasing. I think you're undaunted, and I don't think there's anything that makes you afraid. And I think you also really empower women. I know the relationship you have with your daughter, and it's not something that scares you. I think it thrills you.
Well,
I mean, you're different.
Well, I don't know that I'm. I don't know if I'm all that different. The thing is that I, you know, when I started doing the show 6 years ago, I realized I could see that women were really becoming a force in the marketplace, and so consequently, we've really made a concerted effort. Really, not too much. We didn't try too hard, but we've made a pretty good effort to make sure that women were represented here on the show. And as I said, the reason I say it wasn't that hard is because of the women like yourself who are really taking their place. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, but there are a lot of women out there who are taking their place in the marketplace, and it's exciting to see them doing this. It's exciting to see the lights come on in their eyes when they realize that, you know what, I can manage people. I can have my own business. I don't have to be, you know, somebody else's second fiddle. I can be the boss.
Exactly. And I think that the thing that makes this book nice is that each chapter is written by a different woman, and each chapter is, you know, 5 pages long so that you can get a sound bite in a very short period of time while you're waiting, say, at a doctor's office, to be able to just read a little chunk on success or financial management or entrepreneurship or dealing with difficult people. You can just read a chunk about it. And it's very inspiring and uplifting and empowering.
Well, and folks, these aren't self-referential pieces either. I mean, these aren't this isn't all about me and how why I'm so great. These are motivational, inspirational, and practical things that these ladies are saying about how they've, you know, recognizing some of the things that they've accomplished and some of the things that they've observed in the marketplace and how you can take advantage of them. You know, Cherie, when I interview women entrepreneurs, when I interview women who are small business owners on this show, as I've done dozens and dozens of times, when they say, what do you want to talk about? I say, well, how long have you been in business? And they'll say 12 years, let's say. And I'll say, well, think about what you would have liked to have known 12 years ago and tell us that. Because there's a lady out there right now where you were 12 years ago who would like to hear that. And you know what? When I say that, that's all I have to say. After that, it's pure inspiration. And it's this. I think you're going to find that in this book too, folks. Extraordinary Women, Extraordinary Success, including our good friend Dr. Cherie Carter Scott. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
It's your chance to win the planet.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Grace Marie Turner will be on the show, and she'll be talking to us about some healthcare issues that you and I need to be paying attention to. And then after her, the administrator of the SBA, Hector Barreto, will be joining us to help us celebrate our 6th anniversary. And then a couple of wild and crazy guys. They're not going to be on together, separate interviews, but this is going to be a crazy hour. You're going to want to stay buckled the whole hour for these guys, Wally Bach and Floyd Hurt. And I think that you know these guys. I think that's all I have to say. But make sure your seatbelts are buckled for that whole hour. Dr. Cherie Carter Scott is our guest this half hour. She's our good friend and the one of the co-authors of Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Success. And Cherie, why don't you give us your website, please? Tell us how we can contact you.
www.dr for doctor Cherie, Cherie, .com.
All right. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find my picture, Jim, which you seem to like.
Oh, you know, I have it in front of me. It's 8x10 autograph suitable for framing.
And
my wife says, you like that picture, don't you? I said, yes, I do.
I told the photographer, and she's very pleased.
I know, it's outstanding.
and they'll also find the different books that I've written and reviews on the different books, descriptions about them, et cetera. And they'll also find information about our seminars and workshops around the world.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Cherie, folks. Her message is resonating internationally, and that's the reason why I feel so fortunate that we have a little bit of her time to time to share some of her thoughts with us. Cherie, let's talk about Negaholics. Now, that's the contribution you made to this book. By the way, where is this book available?
It's available everywhere, in every major bookstore and online. People can pick it up anywhere. And the title is Ordinary Women, Extraordinary Success. And the reason it's titled that way is because, number one, it solves basically everyday problems and concerns that you'll come up against. And it shows that success is attainable for all women.
Mm-hmm. And your contribution is
page 92.
Yep, and it's about Negaholics. And it's something you and I have talked about. You wrote in two books about that topic, as I remember.
I did.
And tell us what a negaholic is.
A negaholic is anyone who's addicted to negativity, whether they know it or not, and thought, word, or behavior. And then unconsciously, mostly, because when I talk to a room of people and I say, who here is a negaholic, not more
nobody
than
raises
that,
their hand
one
right.
And a half hands go up. But it's about how to overcome that. It's never going to work. It's never going to happen. It's not possible. We'll never get there. I don't have what it takes, et cetera, what I call the hole in the soul syndrome. Mm-hmm. And it teaches people how to be able to, A, recognize it and diagnose, hey, I do have a bit of this negaholic virus in me, and how to overcome it.
Well, by the way, folks, the negaholic test that's in here is worth buying the book. I mean, this is outstanding. There are 50 questions to ask yourself and to grade yourself on. You just answer yes or no, and then you score yourself at the end, and then it tells you whether you're a negaholic or not.
Because if you are a negaholic, it's going to get in the way of you succeeding.
The first step is to finding out if you're of dealing with this negaholic syndrome is you've got to first got to be aware that it might be possible, don't you?
Well, to choose to change any behavior, you have to be aware of what's going on. And if you're not aware of it, you'll never be able to change it because you won't be able to know that it's even there.
The biggest...
Bring it to the surface.
The biggest reason why people don't improve themselves is they won't deal with the pain that is involved in self-analysis. That's my opinion.
I think you're right. I think you're totally right. I mean, it is painful, but that's one of the reasons that women are succeeding these days, because we don't have quite as much of that invested in looking and being together.
Men are less likely to do hardcore self-analysis. We don't do it as well. Women do it better, but there actually is a challenge that women have to make, because sometimes... And I've had other women who agree with me on this show. We've talked about this before a few times, Cherie. And that is that sometimes women are a little too analytical of themselves. They're a little too critical of themselves.
Yes,
they need to be careful
true.
About that too, don't they?
I think that's really true. It's a basic fact that men are really excellent at getting their own needs met. And... I mean,
okay.
We have a lot to learn from you. We do. We have a lot to learn. But women are great at getting other people's needs met.
That's true.
That's our primary focus. You know, how are you, honey? Can I get you something? Are you hungry? And
I love
and
you, Cherie.
As that, you know, the world has recognized that and put us into a lot of caregiving service professions at which we really excel and are outstanding. When I talked to this one woman who was president of a bank years ago, and I said to her, so what do you do in customer service? She said, I have all women. And I said, why? And she said, because women are better at finding out people's needs and
right.
giving them what they want.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. Well, you never hear a guy, and here's my proof, folks, what I was saying. You never hear a guy say, I can't believe I'm such a klutz today. You know, but you hear women saying things like that. Women are more likely to be self-deprecating than men are, and it's a two-edged sword. But at the same time, guys need to, if we're going to improve guys, we've got to be prepared to take a hard look at ourselves and to put our ego a little bit on the back burner. And right now we got to take a quick break because I'm going to have my needs met. I'm going to take a break and sell some stuff. That's what I need to do right now. By golly, I'm going to do it. 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Cherie Carter-Scott, the co-author of Extraordinary Women, Extraordinary Success. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Having had my needs met now for a few minutes, we'll get Cherie Carter-Scott back in here. Dr. Cherie Carter-Scott, the co-author of Extraordinary Women, Extraordinary Success, which is available wherever books are sold. And ladies, I recommend you buy this because I think you'll be encouraged and inspired by it. And guys, I recommend you buy it so you can find out what the girls are up to. And so, that covers both, it covers everybody.
And it might be a nice little Christmas present for some of the employees that the guys have working with them, maybe even their spouses and people close to them.
Good idea. I think that's an excellent idea. okay. Now, once you found out that you might be a negaholic, you know, this reminds me of the Jeff Foxworthy stuff. You know, let me read one of these things here. If you have a dream you want but aren't achieving it, you might be a negaholic. So maybe you need to do one of those routines, Cherie. But once you find out that you might be a negaholic, you have to then make a choice, don't you? You have to choose. It's not going to happen accidentally or by osmosis. You have to consciously, physically choose to get out of that, don't you?
Well, that's on page 98 and 99, the six tangible steps to overcoming it.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do to be able to take a hold of the situation and turn it around, because for most people, negaholism is like smog. They know it's there unconsciously, but they don't see it, they don't feel it, they don't smell it, and so it's just there. It's just a part of them. They've absorbed it.
And it's robbing you, ladies and gentlemen. Negaholism, any kind of negative energy, is an insidious thief. It's robbing you of success. It's robbing you of happiness. It's robbing you of friendships that you might not realize that you're losing. Because if you're a negaholic, people are running away from you in droves. You know why I know
that,
Shereen? Because
yeah.
I run away from negaholics in droves. I do try to help them. I try, if they're my friends, if they're close, I try to help them. But at some point in time, I do know some people who just are not redeemable, and I run away from them. Maybe I should buy this book and give it to them. Cherie, you're going to Holland.
I am going soon. On Thursday again.
How are women business owners doing in Holland?
I think they're doing quite well, as a matter of fact.
Why?
That's what I notice.
Why do you think that?
Well, I think that we have less to lose than men do. And we also are used to working really hard anyway in whatever environments we're in. Now we're just working for ourselves and getting those results to be productive and rewarding and fulfilling.
Why do you say women have less to lose?
Well, you know,
on what level?
There's a particular, I think, ego investment that men have.
Yeah.
Out of looking bad, doing something foolish, making a mistake, having somebody judge them. Women are you know, closer to the bottom of the heap. But in other words, we're willing oftentimes to do whatever's needed and wanted. Take a male executive who's been, you know, for years and years, he's been the person who's had somebody doing things for him, fetching him coffee,
you mean like
doing
having his
typing.
Needs, you mean like having his needs met?
Sorry?
Like having his needs met.
Yes, having his needs met.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, computers became the rage, and people who could keyboard kind of accelerated to the top. Well, this is what happened in Africa. You know, the men who were the tribal chiefs got bypassed for the jobs because the women were willing to do whatever was needed and wanted, and they'd been at the clerical pool for so long mm-hmm. that their typing or their keyboard skills were far more, in a way, more efficient than men.
And they're now the only ones in over there who are, most of them are of the literate people over there are women now, aren't they?
Well, they're definitely rising to the top like cream. Mm-hmm. And it's because they don't have the, you know, I don't do Windows, I'm sorry, I don't do typing, I don't, you know, my secretary will download my emails for me because I don't do that.
But in Holland, What do you know about, is there anything special about, I know you've been doing business in Holland for years, and I got about 30 seconds. Give us some thoughts on that.
I find that women in Holland are a little bit like women in China. There isn't so much of the stigma attached that, you know, you are attached to your biological roots. There's more opportunity for them to rise to the top if that's what they choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the glass ceiling doesn't seem so much apparent there.
It's not as entrenched over there as it is in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I think our glass ceiling. Carly Fiorina broke through it.
Right at HP.
Thank goodness she did.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of a way to go right now.
Cherie Carter Scott, ladies and gentlemen, the author of many, many books. DrCherie.com, DrCherie.com is the website. Thank you so much, Dr. Cherie Carter Scott, for being.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations on 6 years.
Thanks. See you later.
Alrighty.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later. Thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.